This is Heather with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Alex Rubio. He's getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. Hi, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Heather. How about yourself?
Doing good. Alex, tell us a little bit about yourself and your investing background. Tell us how many properties you've bought and sold. Tell us about your portfolio, your education, how you got started, all of that good stuff.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about my background. I'm 30 years old. I went to school when I was 19 years old for a bachelor's degree, associate degree in architecture and engineering, and I've been doing that ever since. I just started investing in real estate as a part-time, and this is actually my first property that I buy to rehab and resell. I've been studying on the real estate investment world for about a year and a half, and I actually started doing remodeling business with my cousin. He's a general contractor, so that's how I got to know a little bit about real estate and rehabbing and all that. So I decided to purchase a membership at MyHouseDeals.com, and that's where I got my first property.
All right, very good. What inspired you to invest in real estate?
Well, like I said, I worked for an architectural firm for about 5 years, and we did a lot of residential design. And ever since I worked in that company, I always wanted to get into buying land and building houses and selling them, that kind of stuff. But I never really pursue anything until about a year ago.
Right, and that's when you created your membership with MyHouseDeals.com and jumped in with both feet, right?
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Okay. What problem or need did you have that signing up with MyHouseDeals.com was able to fix or satisfy for you?
Well, one of the things that I think most people are looking for when they're starting is to actually know the approximate after repair value of property and how much profit is there into each deal for you to start purchasing properties and doing deals, and that's one of the things I was looking for on the internet, and no other place was really providing that stuff for me until I came across MyHouseDeals.com. I could see a whole bunch of information just by being a member of the site, and then a free member, I mean, and then when I got my full membership, then I got to see a whole lot of stuff that I didn't think about. I didn't think I was going to get until I did that.
Okay. All of our sellers, they post their own ARV, their own repair value. So whenever you saw that on the website, did you go and do research on your own to verify that? That's something that we suggest.
Yeah, actually, I partnered up with a realtor. He's my partner on this deal. And when I'm interested in a property, like on this one, in this particular case, when I saw this property, I was like, it looked like a really good deal. So I sent him all the information, and he gave me the CMAs and all the information that I needed to make an informed decision on choosing this house, even though all the information was already there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you look to a real estate investor for advice on that, or a real estate agent for advice on that.
Yes.
What are some of your favorite features that are on the site that we provide?
Favorite features. I would say the I like the fact that it's shown right on, like smack in the middle, right there. How much you're gonna buy this deal for? How much is the ARV and how much is your profit? I like that. I like that part of my house deals. Like, that's one of the things that like I said earlier, I couldn't find in other places.
Right, and then you have that opportunity to take that information, do your own research, make sure it's correct. But it's also just upfront there for you to look at while you're browsing through. properties.
Yes. Yes, that way you don't have to do a whole lot of work. You just look at the numbers roughly and say, oh yeah, this looks like a good deal for me, or this is not a good deal for me. I'm looking more for like this type of deal or whatever. Right. Yeah.
Okay. How many properties did you go and look at before deciding on the one that you purchased? And how did you find those other properties?
I saw them all in My House Deals. And I think I went to look at probably about 8 or 9 before this one.
Okay.
I actually contacted some of the sellers and went and physically went to look at the properties. And I passed on those properties because they were not my criteria, but this was like probably the 9th or 10th house that I was looking at.
Okay. And what made you decide on this house? What made it the perfect investment opportunity for you?
I think the fact that the ARV was about 300,000 in the area that the property was located in, and also the price that they were selling it for, it wasn't a bad deal. It's really good for me.
Okay. Do you mind sharing those numbers with us? The purchase price, the cost of repairs,
no,
and the ARV?
No, not at all. The purchase price was $175,000.
Uh-huh.
The after repair value of the house is $375,000, and the rehab amount was $80,000. So we purchased this property with $265,000 plus earnest money and other costs. But after all those numbers, we looked at roughly $100,000 profit after rehab.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you already rehabbed this property?
I did one before, but it was a conventional. I got a conventional loan.
Okay.
I got a conventional loan, and I was doing it all a different way. I got this house totally a different way. It was a friend of mine that had this house and told me about it, and I helped him out rehab it.
Okay. And then for the rehab, how did you go about, you know, doing the initial analysis and verifying the repair value, that how much it was going to cost you to repair the problems that it had?
Well, we went actually and took a look at the house. And brought a general contractor and gave us a bid on all the stuff that needed to be done. And that's how we got those numbers.
Okay. What advice would you give to new investors who are just starting out and who haven't purchased their first deal yet?
Well, I would tell them to not give up. What I thought about when I was starting out was like, okay, I want to look at a couple properties, and I was like, oh, maybe this is not working out. Maybe this stuff is not really what it is. But if you get past that stage where you doubt yourself or you doubt anything that you're doing, is when you have to try it the most. So don't give up and just go ahead and get the membership. If they have the free membership, go ahead, pay for the premium membership. There's a whole lot of advantages. I cannot even begin to tell you how many things I got off of the meetings and the website and all the networking that I got with the sellers and you know, realtors that work for the sellers, and it's a whole benefit of being a member of the site. Just nothing. The biggest advice is not to give up and just become a member if they're doubting.
Okay.
Becoming a member.
And also, you said to trust yourself and not doubt yourself. Whenever you see a good deal and you see good numbers, don't be scared to jump into it and do it. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest, when I saw this deal, I was a little bit afraid, but there's something inside that was saying that it was a good thing, that I could do it. I just trust myself and I said, let's do it. Even though it was to start off with a 375,000 ARV property.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a small thing, but I saw it like one of the investors that I met at one of my house deals events told me that it doesn't matter what you do in a house. It doesn't matter if the house is $300,000 or it's $100,000. You're gonna do the same type of work.
That's
just the location that determines the price. So don't be scared of any type of deal, regardless of the price.
All right, that sounds like really good advice. Okay, well, thank you for visiting with us today, Alex. We appreciate all the information that you've given. It'll be very helpful for other members who are thinking about getting started but may not be sure of themselves. Again, we appreciate it. Thank you for doing this interview with us.
Thank you, Heather. Appreciate it.